Right, we're at number 17, Port Assistant Mobile App.
Mr. Chair, Scott Simpson again. We've got Ellie Tonsfeld on the line. She'll be presenting a brief update on interesting new project that we've got up at the port as far as a mobile app. I was able to sit in on the end of the Port Citizen Commission meeting earlier this week and just kind of brief tidbit, and I think she's got some interesting stuff to present to us. Buddy, you're on the line?
Yes, I'm here. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Wonderful. Good afternoon, Chair, Commission, and everyone. I'm Allie Tonsfeld, the park manager here at Fort Sisseton, and I just want to thank you for letting me talk to you about our new interactive experience here at Fort Sisseton. There is a slide. Go ahead and go to the next one. So the mobile app was created because we wanted to figure out how to be more interactive with our users. We had a paper walking tour guide, but you had to be here at the fort to get it. We wanted to be able to reach those people who maybe were off-site or unable to come to the fort and learn about our history. And so we started looking into a mobile app early this year around January, February. We wanted one that was user-friendly, very flexible for people of all ages to use, one that people who maybe had a slower smartphone could use it, or one that somebody who's very techy could use it. We wanted an internet and mobile base due to the fact that we wanted something that schools could use, not just in South Dakota, but maybe all over the United States at once, eventually, is our goal with it. So we wanted something with internet and mobile base. And so we went around and explored multiple different museums, different states, multiple parks in the state of South Dakota who maybe had a mobile app. And we finally decided to go with OnCell as the host site, which is also the host site for Custer State Park and also Mount Rushmore's mobile app. The problem, one of the issues we ran into, of course, is funding for this mobile app, since it was going to cost us quite a bit of money. And so we were able to get a matching grant from the South Dakota Humanities Council with cooperation in the Fort Sisseton Commission. Now, we got this grant around March, which, of course, COVID was hitting at that time. And so they were a little hesitant at first to give it to us just because they didn't know what we were going to be able to do because of COVID. But they did go ahead and grant us the full grant that we asked for, which we were one of the only grants to get the full amount that we asked. So we were pretty excited. And the thing was, is our due date was going to be June 5th, 2020. So we had it for the historical festival. That was when we wanted to bring it out for people to see it. So we broke the app down to three phases that we wanted to get done by June. The first one was, of course, get the general information about Fort Sisseton out there, let people know what we had here at the fort to offer them. And then we actually were going to partner with a local radio station so we could start recording different tours, including tours in the Eye of Captain Bennett, the Andrew Fifth tour, and then, of course, our general walking tour and our event calendar. So that was phase one that we wanted to get done right away as soon as possible. So after phase one was done, we were able to move on to phase two, which was create an interactive component, some kind of badge award system that would get adults and children excited to be here at the fort to learn history and at the same time earn prizes. The phase two also included adding more pictures of the fort, working with the Historical Society to get some more pictures that maybe people haven't seen before on the app, and also pictures of the inside and pictures from the different decades. And then, of course, oral history. We wanted to get that done, too. We wanted to record the stories of the people from around here, from all over, who have stories about Fort Sisseton from the different decades that the fort's been around. And then we had a phase three. And our phase three is what we call hidden gems. These are special things that you have to be on site to see. And these include videos of the interior of some of the buildings, maybe when they're closed, maybe some of the fun history that we have here that people don't know about, and other little kind of fun hidden gems. And, of course, they are GPS located. So, again, you have to be on site. The goal was to get people excited with the first couple of phases and then get them here in person. And then we want to go into a connection to our archives. We have this new Fun Fact Friday video on our Facebook page that people have absolutely loved all summer long. We want to get those up on the mobile app so people have us. Of course, we want to get the oral history, additional tours, and of course, things change in throughout the months and stuff like that. So we wanted to add additions and changes as they come. So we wanted these three phases. Well, when COVID hit earlier this year, it kind of changed our lives. And we weren't quite for sure how we were going to do this, our three phases, due to the radio station had to back out, not allowing us to record oral history or our tours. And so, it was kind of neat because the team was able to get together and use some really old technology. And we were at least able to complete our tours in phase one and phase two. Again, remember, our goal was to be live by June 6th at our historical festival. Well, we were very excited despite COVID, despite everything. Our team worked really hard and we were able to get the website phase live by June 5th. This means that anybody who wanted to go onto the fortsolicitant.onsell.com website could see the mobile app on the computer, which allows people from all over the United States to see it. Now, we worked really hard, and we were able to get our mobile app right up and live on June 30th. So we were a few days behind that, but we're pretty proud of getting it going June 30th. Now, what's really neat about this mobile app is since that start date of the website, we've had over 901 views. Most people go to the homepage and they love the Fort tours. In fact, the Captain Bennett tour is highly popular. A lot of people love to listen to it. They can just play it, go to the different buildings through the pictures and see it. The top states for this website viewing is South Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, Missouri, and Texas. And one of the reasons South Dakota is so popular is teachers are able to use this in the classroom, since a lot of them teach now fourth grade history, South Dakota history and fourth grade, excuse me. And so it's a very popular website base that they can use in the classroom. I also want to get you some updates on our mobile analytics. What's neat is this data here is from September 1st to September 25th. So in 25 days, we had over 1,196 downloads. 63.64 of them are new users. Again, top pages are, of course, the main page, the Fort Tours, maps, and the badges. The badges is a very popular game for the people who come here, and not just adults, not just kids, but also adults. And the top three states for downloads in those 25 days was South Dakota, Minnesota, and Nebraska. And so we're really proud of those numbers, but I think we're going to go to the next slide, which shows the overall. So since June 1st, basically, the mobile app's been up for 3 months, and we've had over 5,667 downloads. 99.18% were new users. Top pages, again, were the homepage, the Fort Tours, but it's actually the walking tour, which actually gives you the detail of all the buildings, some great pictures to show you the inside and the outside in different decades. The map, the badges. And what I think is really cool is the states downloaded are Minnesota, South Dakota, Illinois, Nebraska, California, New York, Iowa, Virginia, Montana, Texas, Arizona, Florida, Missouri, North Dakota, and Wisconsin. So we were able to reach that goal of hitting people outside of Northeast South Dakota, outside of South Dakota, and we're seeing a really big impact from all over the United States. With our numbers on this mobile download for Fort Solicitant, which is really exciting for us here at the Fort to see how this interactive aspect is coming about. And not only is it getting analytics of everybody, where they're from, how long they're staying on the site, what they're seeing, what's their favorite parts and stuff, but we also have put on there a survey to let us know your thoughts. And what's kind of neat is people are really responding real positive to it. They strongly agree that the mobile app has increased their experience. A lot of them are coming with their family, not by themselves. Some people are really enjoying the history that they can listen to. I know one biker, he was biking through the state of South Dakota, and he happened to stop here first. And we told him about the app, and while he was driving through South Dakota, he listened to the tours on the app while he was on his motorcycle. So that was pretty cool to hear. And of course, we're also seeing kind of our age range. So that's going to help us in the future also with our events and how we plan them and what we do with them. So this mobile app, which kind of came about in the middle of a crazy time of life, I guess you could say, with COVID, has actually really helped the fort with improving our interactive experience for our people, not just here, but at home and off-site. And we could not have done that without the Fort Sisseton Commission and, of course, the South Dakota Arts Council. So we do appreciate that. Is there any questions or any thoughts or concerns you would like to ask?
It looks like there's any questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much for allowing me to speak.
Good report.